Good evening. Before we begin, I'd like to just pray for this time. Dear Lord, we just thank you so much for this evening and this opportunity that Amy and I have to share really just a very difficult time in our life, but knowing that you are good and that you have shown us a way to just trust you daily. And I pray, Lord, that as the words are shared tonight, Lord, that the people that are here would just hear more about you and less about us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, so we are Steve and Amy Bradley. We've been married 26 years as of August. Amy and I were born and raised here in Texas, and we met in college while we were both student athletes at the University of Texas. We married just after Amy graduated, though I had 1 year left in school, and we began our family and have since raised 5 kids. We have a few pictures. It was a tough week last week.
Yeah.
There's a wedding. There's all the kids. Not kids anymore, but young adults. And this is our newest addition, our grandson, Luke. So he just turned 2 months.
In the past, when given opportunities to share our story, our lives as athletes and coaches made us terrible at sharing our struggles and comfortable only sharing trophies and accomplishments. We have learned through a long season of hardships and suffering that there is tremendous power in authenticity. So we are honored to vulnerably share God's story of grace with you today.
For many years, I lived a surface-level Christian life. I knew I was saved for eternity, but I did not trust God daily. I just thought I would go to heaven if I continued to be a nice guy and acted like everything was good. I did not want to be involved in a church community because I thought church was something you only did on Sundays. I did not know how to lead my wife well, which contributed to many job changes, poor financial planning, and too many house moves to count. Amy was often asked to carry the financial burden of providing for our family. She worked multiple jobs while navigating challenging pregnancies, all of which caused significant tension in our marriage. Additionally, I hid my pornography struggles from Amy for the first 20 years.
Peacemaking marked our first 20 years of marriage, resulting in short-term wins, but long-term losses. I can recognize now, though I couldn't see it then, that disrespect, bitterness, and resentment were my responses to unmet expectations in marriage. I wanted to have control, and that fueled a self-reliant drive to succeed. As my bitter lens grew, I began to cope by staying busy with the kids and seeking every opportunity to become more independent from Steve. I bottled up my emotions, and worked diligently on my career to provide for our kids. Many of my habits looked like accomplishments in the world's eyes. However, the heart behind my habits was bitterness and not love. Ironically, as my career accomplishments grew, so did the division and bitterness in my heart towards Steve. Steve and I ensured everyone saw that he was playing the part of a husband supporting his wife's successful career, but deep down, I resented and blamed Steve for my long hours away from our kids working. I withdrew in isolation, coping with busyness, exercise, and alcohol. This was a dangerous place for me to be. My eyes were so focused on the scoreboard and what I could control that I could not see my part in our marriage mess. In the spring of 2016, we moved to Dallas for my new job. My actions would begin to execute a plan to end our marriage. I falsely thought that this would all happen within my control, and with the least pain possible for our kids. Within weeks of our oldest daughter graduating from high school in 2017, I chose to leave Steve. This was not a hasty decision, as my heart had not been in my marriage for over a decade. Still, I was unprepared for the emotions that would break through as I began to act out on my hard-hearted feelings toward my husband. The longer we were separated, the more my resentment towards Steve grew. Thankfully, my path had crossed with many believers in Dallas who who encouraged me to attend Reengage and fight for my marriage. Separated, broken, and hopeless, we showed up in this room during the summer of 2017 to start the Reengage process. My heart was resigned to the fact that I would eventually file for divorce, and my mindset by attending was just to get through, check the box, tell our kids that I had done everything possible to save our marriage. After all, I truly believed there were only two options for how this season would play out. Option one, divorce amicably. Option two, stay married and be miserable. That night, I learned of a third option. God could transform and heal our marriage. Though I did not yet understand how we could possibly ever realize this third option. Our marriage scoreboard was already a blowout in my mind, and the enemy was definitely winning. Steve had no chance to convince me or anyone else that our marriage issues were anyone's fault but his. Attending Reengage put a glimmer of hope in my heart, but changing the heart behind my habits would require some difficult choices on my part.
So our first night in Reengage in a closed group was especially humiliating because it was also the night of our 20th wedding anniversary. This rock-bottom moment led me to not take the process seriously. Instead of sharing about our marriage struggles during life maps, I gave a complete account of my collegiate football career. It was apparent that I was simply going through the motions. So our Reengage leaders challenged me about my commitment, really the lack of it, to healing our marriage. I will forever be grateful to them and other couples here at Watermark for helping me understand how my passivity had been destructive to our marriage. They consistently pointed me to God's word in spite of all my excuses. Attending Reengage, learning to trust God daily, and be willing to share authentically was just the beginning of our journey towards healing. I quickly moved from Reengage to Regeneration, Watermark's 12-step recovery ministry. Over the next several months, I learned more about my sinful nature, which are pride and comfort. These two sins are intertwined in every fabric of my being. I have to choose daily to die to sin in me and run towards God's truth, his love, and his mercy. The more I read and study God's word, the more I relied on him. So I realized I needed to work on myself and discover the root cause of my actions. I recognized that my choices were destructive to me, my wife, and others. The verses in Romans 7, 15 through 18 pierced my heart. For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing that I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree with that law that is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. I also found community with other men willing to share their hurts, hang-ups, and other challenges in our lives. It was so refreshing to live life together, knowing that we all are dependent on a Savior. This was a time of healing for me. I was able to practice what I was learning with my wife. I listened to understand her. I pursued her. I cherished her. I could speak lovingly and kindly. I was intentional, and this was only possible because of Christ. He used his word, his people, to restore what was dead in me. I became alive in Christ. Ephesians 2, 4 through 5 powerfully describes this truth. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we're dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Now my life was no longer about me, but living for Christ.
Many times during my 2-year separation from Steve, I cried out to the Lord, not understanding why we were going through so many trials. I often saw the struggles we were walking through as obstacles and not opportunities to learn more about God's character and his design for marriage. During that time, I was searching for answers to my marriage issues and not looking to the Lord where true hope is found. God slowly broke through the bitterness in my heart. As Steve began to walk with the Lord authentically, I noticed he began to treat me differently. He was listening to me and he was fully present. my heart change created a new lens of hope where I could see these changes, and it allowed me to see my circumstances differently. Seeing the fight for my marriage as a battle worth fighting changed me. My lens in the past was clouded with hurt, resentment, and bitterness. The more I pursued daily dependence on the Lord, the more I saw God's plan for our marriage. As our marriage became a safe place, I could see areas of my life where I needed to change. I began my own regeneration journey in May of 2021 and confessed my coping with alcohol, and I have not had a drink in 2 years and almost 5 months. And thanks. As I walk through recovery in my own life, I can humbly submit to God's plan for me, knowing that daily dependence on Him strengthens me to be the wife and mom God has called me to be. James 1, 2 through 4 says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing."
So when Amy and I moved back together in 2019, I began to live a life pursuing God first, applying biblical principles to our marriage. Everything changed. I knew it was time to put what I learned into practice and pursue my wife intentionally. The storms did not stop into our lives when our marriage was restored. But I began to see God working in the middle of the storms towards God's best for our marriage. We have endured multiple hardships that have caused us to walk through deep valleys, and in many ways, we're even in that valley tonight. Romans 5, 3 through 5 says, or helps us to remind us that our pain has a purpose. And what it says is not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that the suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. We declare that because we know where true hope is found, our marriage covenant is tested but not destroyed. Our faith is shaken but not broken. Sharing our story with you reminds me that there is always hope.
The most unimaginable storm through which we've actively learned and applied God's truth in our marriage is illustrated through our cancer journey with our 17-year-old daughter, Bryn. Bryn was diagnosed with cancer almost a year ago today. And in that moment of shock, fear, and uncertainty as parents, we were reminded repeatedly that God is faithful and trustworthy. As God began to heal Bryn's body through multiple trips to Children's Hospital, we celebrated the gift of oneness in marriage as we sought ways to support each other through our fears, sorrow, and fatigue. God had gone before us, allowing our previous marriage challenges to pull us out of isolation and into biblical community, where we learned dependence on Him and the value of oneness with each other. Isaiah 43, 2 and 3 says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." We know He has been and is with us. And these pictures are only a month apart. One is on the left is October of 22. And on the right is November of 22, about a year ago.
So as parents, even what we learned through Reengage about expectations was applicable during our cancer journey with Bryn and other storms. We've learned to recognize and communicate expectations while holding short accounts, and trusting God's plan is always best. Learning to depend on Christ daily through Reengage and Regen has helped me navigate these tough seasons in our marriage and family over the past few years. We've walked through days where we know dependence on the Lord is our only comfort. Our marriage requires work and help from others to navigate the storms of life, so we continue to pursue authentic relationships as we see the love of Christ in others and through us. Community is challenging, but it's very healthy and refreshing. We've asked for help when the load was too heavy to carry many times over the last few years. God tells us that we will have pain in this world and that we will struggle, but he does not leave us without hope in the middle of painful circumstances. I know that God's listening to the sorrow in my heart about circumstances, and I know he can heal the hurt too. I can trust in the joy of his promises because we have personally experienced evidence of his faithfulness.
Reengage was our starting line on the path toward healing, not the finish line by any stretch. We thought Reengage could be a quick fix for our marriage problems, but what we didn't realize is that the heart behind our habits needed to change from self-reliance to God-reliance. John 15:5 says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Reengage is not a quick fix for broken marriages. There is no checklist or game plan that you can follow to heal your marriage on your own. There's no cheat sheet, shortcut, I've looked for them, to the heart change required for a healthy marriage. And you must surrender to the hard heart work. The redemptive hope for marriage and life is found in Christ alone. Winning at marriage requires complete dependence on God's word. It's the only game plan that will work. I wake up daily amazed to still be married. I'm grateful to love Steve more today than when I married him. Serving and reengage is one of the best things we continue to do for our marriage. Working through the curriculum with other couples reminds us to seek God daily and to love each other as God intended. We love having a front row seat to witness God's work through this ministry and in other couples.
So God met us in the valley in many big ways, big and small ways. Most notably, he used his people to point us to a closer walk with him, many of whom are here tonight. And we praise God for their willingness to walk this journey with us. Following his game plan is necessary for us to win at pursuing oneness in our marriage. And I do love Amy more today than the day we got married. I cherish her because she's a gift to me and to our children. And I pursue Amy because God pursues me. We're not finished. As we learn to abide in his love, we can rest knowing that we do not have to earn his love. We can abide in him as we walk on the journey with our kids instead of trying to control their path. We're so grateful that our children have witnessed the goodness of God by having a front row seat to our healed marriage. And we often pray and remind them of God and his work in us. All five of our children are in different places in their journey, just like we are. And our role as parents is to pray, point them to Christ, and walk the journey with them, trusting God's goodness. Romans 8:28, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose."
I hope you will hear our story through a filter of humility and hope. If we can encourage you with one thing, it is that God sees the storms ahead and we can trust him to prepare us for them. He is faithful. Stay in the battle. Don't sit on the sidelines. His game plan will lead you to a victory. Thank you for letting us share God's story of redemption and restoration in our marriage.